to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon. As always, we're working on your financial freedom. Here's the question of the day. When is $175,000 equal to $58,000? I'll give you a moment to think that through. So I'll ask the question again. When is $175,000 equal to $58,000? Have you figured it out yet? Okay, here's the answer. They're equal to each other when it comes to cash that I can pull out of an asset. Yeah, you heard me correctly. They're equal to each other. My wife and I were struggling with kind of a dilemma last week because we were sitting down reviewing our annual plans. We do that from time to time. We look at where's our money working. Where's our money not working? How do we tap into that money that's not working and get it working for us? Because the secret to success in real estate investing is getting all of your dollars into play. For all of our single family properties, all of those properties are cash flowing very nicely. As a matter of fact, they're appreciating very nicely because those assets are positioned within the marketplace to where if I decided to sell any of those assets, they would probably sell very fast. And here's why. All of those assets have been renovated. They've all been fixed up to a serviceable life of at least 5 years. In other words, every element, every functional system within those homes was analyzed, and we made a determination, is it going to last 5 years or not? If it wasn't going to last 5 years or not, we fixed it or replaced it. So these properties will compete very well in the marketplace as affordable housing units because the price point where they are in the marketplace is actually kind of equivalent to what the marketplace says is affordable housing. And when I put these properties on the market, they're going to sell, and they're going to sell very fast, and they're going to sell to a very qualified buyer, and I will dispose of those assets, and I will take the money out of those assets. But that's not really what I'm talking about. You see, here's the thing. I've got money invested in those single-family properties. Every one of them has a contribution of capital, and because I'm operating those properties correctly and I'm operating them effectively and I've got great relationships with the residents that live there, they're all providing me a source of income. But I've got this one asset, this one thing. Now, you would call that an asset. I call it a liability. What am I talking about? I'm talking about my house. I'm talking about where I live. See, I don't rent from somebody else. I actually, back in 2013, as part of my retirement exit strategy from the military, I moved my family from California out to the great state of Texas, and we bought, at that time, a very nice home. And 8 years later, it's still a very nice home. But here's the problem with your home, and here's the problem that people have when they think about their home as an asset. It's not providing me any income streams. No, I'm sitting in this house and I'm consuming this house. Now, when I bought this house 8 years ago, it had a little bit of deferred maintenance, just a little bit. It wasn't a lot. It was just, you know, stuff that I take care of on the fly. But 2 years ago, my wife and I sat down and we kind of looked at this house and we went, it's kind of looking a little sad for the neighborhood. As a matter of fact, there are other houses in this neighborhood that, you know, are looking a little bit better. So we decided 2 years ago to start investing money. I use the word investing. Really, I'm not so sure we invested. We spent money. really, that's what we did. We spent money to do some corrective action to the home that, you know, to deal with some of the deferred maintenance. I mean, it got brand new exterior paint. It got gutters for the roof line because there were no gutters. It got a deck in the backyard. It got a covered patio. It got, I don't know, there's just a ton of other things we did to include fully just wiping out the landscaping in the front and completely replacing it with much better stuff. And you know how much money that put in my pocket? Nothing. Nothing. It put no money into my pocket. Doing all of those renovations 2 years ago and spending all that money did not increase the money in my pocket. It did have an effect, though. It had an effect on the value of this home. Because all of a sudden, from a pricing standpoint, it is positioned better in the marketplace. All right, let's fast forward to today. And my whole argument of when is $175,000 equal to $58,000? Well, here's how it rolls out. My wife and I made a decision last week to sell the home that we live in. Yeah, we did. And here's why. There's about $175,000 worth of debt equity sitting in this house. That is equity that we'll tap into after paying all the costs of sale. And because we've lived in this house for at least two of the last 5 years, heck, we've lived in it for the last 8 years, we're not going to pay any capital gains taxes on the gains. All right? So what we're going to do with that $175,000 after our home sells is we're going to take that money and we're going to invest it into apartments. You heard me correctly. We're going to repurpose that money and we're going to create an opportunity for that money to earn us money. It's a really good thing. Oh, that $58,000? Okay, so what that was the amount of money I would pull out of the house if I chose to just refinance it at 75% of value. Yeah. Okay, when we come back from the break, I'll pick up this argument and we'll take it to the next level. Stick around.
Dell Walmsley talks about positive cash flow, tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise, tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Dell Walmsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right. So here's the conundrum that I created in my household. My wife and I were looking at where we live. We own our house. We bought it 8 years ago. And we're kind of getting up there in years. I mean, we're not as young as we used to be. And we bought this house 8 years ago with the intention that we would live here as a family of four, plus our furry friends that tend to hang out with us. So 8 years has passed. Both of my kids, well, one of them's out of college. He's started his own life. I mean, he's living here right now because we're okay with it. And second of all, why should he be spending his money on rent if he can just hang out where he's living right now and put all that money away for investing? I mean, that's kind of the way we're treating that. Now, my daughter lives at home. She's going to college. She's, I think, going to be in her senior year next year. But, you know, she spends a lot of her time and not necessarily at the house. I mean, she's got a boyfriend that she's pretty serious about. They've been together for a couple of years. This kid has survived her. So, you know, there must be something solid there. So as we look at our lives, we started to realize that a 4,100 square foot house for two people, and we're down to two dogs right now. That's a lot of house. It really is a lot of house. Now, don't get me wrong. We love this house. The floor plan is excellent. We probably looked at like 100 houses over a 2 or 3 day period before we settled on this property. I mean, it gave us everything we were looking for. A nice floor plan. It's in a gated community. It's all the way at the back of the community, on the back of the longest cul-de-sac. As a matter of fact, there's only like maybe a half dozen houses beyond me to the end of the cul-de-sac. So it's one of these things where if you're in the neighborhood and you're in front of my house, you're either lost or you have a real need to be in that part of the neighborhood. So it's been a great property, but the utility of that property has worn off. Yeah, 4,100 square feet is a lot of house for my wife to clean. Yeah, it is. And now, I'm not being sexist when I say that. I am not being sexist. She takes pride in cleaning the house. I mean, she wants to have a very clean house. Me, I'm not quite to that level. You know, I try to stay out of her way and help out when I can, but I live in a very nice house because of the efforts of my wife. My kids, love my kids, but I never intended to provide them a place to live until they retire. I'm not intending to. That doesn't mean I'm going to kick them out on the street or anything. So here's the game plan that we came up with. The first thing we did was we sat down and we looked at buy versus sell. We did. We said, if we sell the property, it's a seller's market right now where we're at. We'll be in the driver's seat, meaning when we put this property in the market and we've already set everything up to do this. We've got a very strategic plan in place for when we're going to release the property on the market and things like that. I'm not going to give the details of that stuff because, you know, if you really care, send me an email at askgal@luinc.com. I'll share with you what we're up to. But here's the thing. We're going to position this property so that it pops in the marketplace, so that it competes extremely well against other properties in the marketplace. And we've timed the marketing and the sales process to take advantage of, well, we've got a 4-day weekend coming up. So we're going to maximize that exposure. At the end of the day, it makes more sense to my wife and I to sell this property and harvest $175,000 out of this property that we're going to use to invest elsewhere. Now, here's the trade-off. We're going to have to find another place to live. We're not quite sure what that looks like yet. We might buy another property. I mean, we're thinking about moving a little farther away from where we're at. You know, we like to try and stay on the edge of growth. So we get out to the edge of growth. We live there for a while. Growth catches up with us, and we kind of do what we're doing right now. We got to go, hey, we got to get out, and we're going to move farther out. So we might move to something a little farther out, maybe a little more acreage. My wife would like a little more land underneath us, and a little bit smaller of a house, not 4,100 square feet, maybe 3,000 square feet, maybe 2,500 square feet. Who knows? Okay. We also know that because we're going to be on the other side of the equation when it comes to buying, we're going to be competing with a lot of people for a property because that's just the way the markets are right now. The thing that we have in our favor is we're patient. We are willing to wait until the right property comes along. As a matter of fact, we are not opposed to going out and renting a place short term to stay while we sort out the marketplace. I mean, that's kind of one of the neat things about this stage of our life, which is totally different from when I was in the military, which is, hey, man, you just got orders to go to a completely different place. You need to pack up and move to that new place. Yeah, and if you're buying and selling real estate, it's a little bit more difficult because when you go to that new place, you have to decide rent or buy. Okay, so it doesn't matter. Here's the reason we didn't go with the $58,000 on a cash out refinance on our property. Okay, this is the very critical reason. There's actually two of them. Number one, we couldn't harvest enough money. We would have to leave too much equity in the property, because basically the lending laws right now, the lending rules that are out there say that if you're going to refinance a property, cash out refinance, you're probably looking at a maximum of 80% loan to value. I kind of ran my numbers at 75% because, you know, that's just what's in the back of my mind when it comes to investment property. Here's the other thing. At $58,000, I really didn't take into account the fact that there are going to be closing costs to do that transaction. So really, we're only going to harvest about $50,000. So at the end of the day, the decision to sell our house is the correct one. Because number one, we're going to harvest a lot more equity. And that's going to give us a lot more money to repurpose into investment properties. This is critical because when it comes to your sources of capital, may have limitations to them. I mean, mine do. I don't know about you. Maybe you've got an endless supply of money out there. But I'll tell you this. Once we found all of the money that we had and we invested it, we were cash poor. Yeah, we had repurposed other assets into new assets that we call real estate. We invested a bunch of money into apartment communities, and those apartment communities are all in different stages of the selling process. So one of the apartment communities has already closed escrow, and we've already started getting money back. Here's the thing. We're going to have piles and piles and piles and piles of money coming forward. When we come back from the break, I'm going to share with you a conversation I had with my mentor last Thursday. Stick around.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. $175,000. Is that a lot of money to you? To me, that's a lot of money, especially when I compare it to $50,000. See, those are my options. With respect to the property that I live in, I do not classify my personal home as an investment. Now, some of you are sitting back going, really, dude? Really? Did you just say that? Yeah, I just said that. And here's why. I think an investment has to pay you an income stream. I do. I absolutely believe that. So all of my real estate holdings, with the exception of the one that I actually live in, every single one of them creates income streams for me. This house, I mean, it's nice. I like it. I like living here. I got great neighbors. You know, we did well when we chose this house. But we've outgrown it. We have. We have outgrown this house. Very soon, we're going to go from being a family of four to a family of two. We don't need 4,100 square feet of house, no matter how much we love where we live. I mean, it's convenient. I mean, there's a lot of great things about this property, which is part of the reason we're going to give somebody else an opportunity to buy this property. We're going to sell this property. And here's why. $50,000 that we would net on a cash out refi is only going to go so far. It won't go as far as $175,000 will. I mean, it's just the fact. I mean, let's break it down. Let's say we're just buying single family houses. And in today's market, you can buy single family houses cash out of pocket, maybe around $25,000, depending on which market you're in. And by making those investments, you can buy assets that are readily returning on average about $400 per month. So, simple math. If I've got $50,000, I can buy two of those. Those two houses will produce $800 a month in passive income. Not too shabby, right? But let's say I said, you know what? I'm going to go one better. I'm going to sell my house. I'm going to have $175,000. And with that $175,000, I can buy seven assets as opposed to two because I have more money. And those seven assets will produce $2,800 worth of income per month as opposed to $800 per month. Yeah, that's the way it works. And here's the thing. It's that cash flow. That cash flow is what drives your life. That cash flow is what allows you to do the things that you choose to do. As a matter of fact, it's that cash flow that creates the baseline for your retirement. If you're not aware that we define retirement differently at Lifestyles Unlimited, let me share this with you because you may not know. You may not know. We define retirement as a condition in your life where you have enough income coming in from passive streams. In other words, you have generated investments. You have assets out there that are throwing off positive cash flow on a monthly or a quarterly basis. And you use that cash flow to pay your bills. Yeah, the house payment, whether you rent or own, doesn't matter. Use that cash flow to pay for that house. And then when you get some more cash flow, you use that cash flow to pay for the car and the fuel that that car consumes and the maintenance. And then you get more assets, and those assets pay all your utility bills. Oh, it doesn't stop there, because then you get more assets, and then they pay your grocery bills. When you sit down and you really figure out what it costs you to live, that's your minimum nut. That's the number you're looking to accomplish. Let's say it's $4,000. It costs you $4,000 a month to operate your household. Now, I'm not saying going out and eating lavish dinners and things like that. I'm not talking about taking vacations. I'm not talking about major home improvement things that are going to cost you, you know, a couple $1,000s to do. No, I'm talking about what does it cost you to operate your household? And for many Americans, it's $4,000 a month. And that $4,000 a month has nothing to do with your W-2 job. No, because the reality of it is this. You're actually earning more money in your W-2 job so that you can take home $4,000 so that you can meet your nut. I mean, that's just the way it is. So when you start investing in real estate, one of the things you've got to do is you've got to change your mindset. You have to step away from all the nonsense that society has imprinted on your brain. Yeah, the nonsense that your home, your principal residence, is an investment. It's going to go up over time. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, that malfunctioned in 2008 when I was, you know, for the 10 years prior to 2008, actually longer than that, I was buying houses, living in them. They were going up in value. I'd sell the house. I'd harvest that money. I'd go buy the house at the next place. And I did this from place to place to place until 2008, where I'd finally gotten to a place where I had all this money into a house. And man, I'll tell you what, we bought a $700,000 fixer-upper. We moved into it. We dropped another $200,000 into it after putting 20% down. Yeah, you know where the math is going. $340,000 in that house. And the real estate markets imploded. We short-sailed that house for $375,000. Yeah. Yeah, because the bottom line was the Army transferred me to another location. I had to go. We don't look at our principal residence that way anymore because it just took the ignorance of the government to do certain things that caused that meltdown in 2008 that had a financial ripple on my life and almost wiped me out. Well, it kind of did wipe me out. So we approach things a lot differently. We approach the homes that we live in now as just that. These are homes that we're going to live in. If they go up in value, awesome. That's awesome. We'll take the gain. Yeah, we'll take the gain. But we are not buying our principal residences specifically because we think they're investments. We are not doing that. Now, all the other real estate that we own, absolutely. We absolutely approach those things as businesses, as investments. You got to get it through your head. Okay, so I told you I was going to tell you what my mentor told me when I had an opportunity to speak with him last week. I was talking with Kim, and I said, look, Kim, here's the deal, man. We're finally positioned. Now, I've talked to Kim ever since I've been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Okay, this is going back to 2017 when we decided to upgrade our membership to the Preferred Investor Group for specific reasons. You become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you get the option to do that. If you want to do that, you know, you don't have to do that. If it doesn't make sense to you, don't do it. I mean, that's just the way we roll. But because we wanted to be involved with very dedicated multifamily investments, we wanted to be a part of a closed network so that we take advantage of certain conditions within the laws of the government. I don't want to get into the whole mumbo jumbo of why we did it. We did it because it made sense to us. So I started talking to Kim like 4 years ago, and Kim has basically been patient with me. He's been saying, Al, you're going to be okay. The one thing you can't control is time, but your game plan is good. So we have gotten to a place now in our investing lives where all of the investments we made in our multifamily assets, they're all maturing. All of that money is coming back to us, and the profit is coming with it too. I mean, when we kind of sat down and did the dollars and cents, we're going to be probably sitting on about $500,000 when the dust settles. Now, the $175,000 we're going to take out of this house, it has a very important component, and I'll tell you what that is when we come back.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex, Irving Convention Center, Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Dell Wamsley. Dell is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So last Thursday, I was at a live event, a live Lifestyles Unlimited event. We had a case study in the San Antonio area. It was an opportunity for me to see a lot of people that I have not seen since, you know, March of 2020. So first of all, I had a really good time. And what I also had the opportunity to do was realize that all of my other Lifestyles Unlimited members, they weren't sitting on their hands through the pandemic. No, they were doing what I was doing, which was looking at the assets that they had, evaluating those assets, calling out the assets that don't make sense, trading them for better assets that give them better income streams or better equity growth or both, whatever they're trying to do, okay? Yeah, so at the end of the day, we didn't just sit around during the pandemic and do nothing. No, we were out there busy. 4 years ago, when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, I knew that I wanted to be involved with apartment investments. I mean, first of all, the big aha moment for me was finding out that a knucklehead like me could actually invest in apartment communities. Yeah, and The better part was this. Not only could I invest in multifamily communities, I could join a closed network of people that had an ethics code where if somebody violates that ethics code, they get tossed out of the group. And trust me, it happens in Lifestyles Unlimited. It's very infrequent, but when it does, it happens. Because what we do is we basically take the cancer out. There's no other way to describe it. So as a part of that, I've always known that I'm either going to buy an apartment community all by myself as what we call an IRO, an independent rental operator, or I'm going to be a lead investor. In other words, I'm going to syndicate deals to my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members. And in doing so, I'm going to give them an excellent opportunity to participate in the gains made by that investment right alongside me. And that's how we roll at Lifestyles Unlimited. We don't rip all the good stuff off and leave the crumbs for you. So what has this got to do with me talking to my mentor? Okay, so Thursday night, Kim was there. Now, let me just be very clear. Kim used to be a dedicated mentor. In other words, in Lifestyles Unlimited, we have people that are part of the team that are members themselves that have been selected by the hierarchy to serve as mentors. These are people that have made an informed decision that they want to give back. They want to help everybody else, which, to be honest with you, is a very important foundational rule to the culture that we have at Lifestyles Unlimited. Kim kind of stepped down. I don't know. I think he actually was stepping down just before COVID hit. For about 10 minutes Thursday night, I was able to talk to Kim one-on-one. And he said, "Al, how's it going with the apartments?" And I go, "Oh, man, I am so glad you asked." And I filled him in on the story because the reality of it was this. When we first joined and we had our seed capital, we could have gone into the multifamily arena, either as an IRO with a very small apartment community, or we could have gone in as a lead investor in syndicated deals to our fellow members. But here was the challenge that we had. I was working full time for an organization that demanded a lot of my time. What was supposed to be a 40-hour week gig usually turned into 55 to 60 hours a week at the office. And then when you tack on an hour and a half to 2 hours of commute time every day, well, you kind of understand what my life is like. And then, of course, I got to get home and I have to pretend like I'm a part of a family too, right? Okay, so you know how it goes, man. You're doing it too. I get it. So based on the advice of Kim, what we decided to do was take that capital and invest it as passive investors into apartment communities because I really didn't have the time. And I was still in my infancy as a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. I had gone through all the educational content. I knew exactly what I was doing. But the challenge I had was this. If I went into one multifamily deal, either as an IRO or a syndicator, that would have tapped me out. I would have had that asset, and I would have had to hold that asset and operate that asset effectively until we arrived at the end stated goal for that asset, which might happen in 5 years, might happen in 7 years, could happen in 2 or 3 years. It just depends on how the asset is doing and what the market is doing. Okay, so all of those investments that we made in passive deals, they've all matured. So that money has grown and it's all coming back to us. So what we're looking at is the potential for about $500,000 to invest. Now, we could buy 40 single family homes. I mean, we can absolutely ramp up a system that's going to acquire those properties for us, but it's going to take a while to deploy all that capital. What we would rather do, however, and this is based on what Kim told me, he said, "Look, Al, what you want to do is take about $300,000 of that $500K. Use that for your first lead deal." Couple reasons for it. Number one, you're going to be putting a lot of money into that deal, so the people coming alongside you understand that you're serious. You've got skin in the game, and that puts people at ease, okay? The other thing is, when you got skin in the game, you're going to stay focused on that asset and make sure it works. What this will do for me is it will allow me to find the right asset, acquire it, and then renovate that asset based on what that asset requires and based on the timeline that I lay out. It also gives me an opportunity, depending on what type of deal I decide to go after, a yield, a hybrid, a value, whatever, it gives me opportunity to get that property stabilized. And then once I get that property stabilized, I will be in a better position to go after my second deal. And that's where that $200,000 that's sitting in reserve, that's where that comes in. Because depending on how long it takes me to get that first property up, running, and stabilized, I will have seed capital available for my second acquisition. I'm going to put the whole $200,000 in there. As a matter of fact, anything else that we get over that timeline will probably be added to that pot. So that's going to give me a second asset that I'm going to acquire, renovate, operate, and get to stability. Now, I've got two assets under my belt that are providing me income streams. And because they're multifamily, I'm doing everything to force the value of those properties up by forcing appreciation on the properties. You want to find out how to do that? Join Lifestyles Unlimited. We will teach you how to do that. It's not that difficult. Sounds hard. It's not that hard. The $175,000 that comes out of this house, that is going to be held in reserve. And that is going to be set aside for the third asset that we acquire. Now, we also have some single family homes. And ironically, my timeline is all coming together at a certain point about 3 years in the future. At about 3 years in the future, I anticipate selling off the remaining single family assets that I have, harvesting all the equity in those assets, adding that equity to that $175,000. And I'm estimating I'm going to be dealing with probably $400,000 or more dollars. And what I'm going to do with that money is I'm going to buy my third asset. Now, I'm probably not going to put the whole $400,000 into it because I want money in reserve. Because once I get that third property up and running and stabilized, I want to be in a position for my fourth. See, I just explained to you my five-year plan. In the next 5 years, I plan to own four apartment communities. I don't know how many units I'm going to have yet. I don't know where exactly these properties are going to be. But I know this. I know that by following the advice and the wisdom taught at Lifestyles Unlimited, by listening to my mentors 4 years ago, by staying true to the course, I have positioned myself to go to the next level. And it's a really cool place to be. See, I've already retired myself by doing what I was told. And now what I'm going to do, I am going to work on the lifestyle. It is not difficult for you to do what I have done. As a matter of fact, you might have even more money than I had when I got started, which is just going to make it easier for you. And even if you don't have a lot of money, you can still become a member. You can still learn the process and you start carving money out for that first deal. To get started, all you have to do is go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the math? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.